Gary, I've known you a long time and I know what you like about winning. I can imagine you weren't the happiest after Saturday.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't happy at half-time. I mean, that's certainly the first time. Well, not the first time, but one of a few times that I've lost it with the players in terms of... I think when you've set good standards as a team and when you've set good standards as individuals, when I see those standards drop to a really low level, I find it hard to accept. And by nature, you know, my usual philosophy is to lash out verbally. So, but anyway, listen, you know, I've calmed down just about by now. It took a while this time. I'm usually okay because I can usually take defeats on the chin if I feel there's a reason for it. You know, if I feel it's just a poor performance and a lack of sort of drive and energy, then that's a disappointment. But yeah, it's one game. You know, we've been very, very good. Something sometimes you have to put things into perspective all the time, you know, and I think that the best way of putting it into perspective really is to look at the progress so far, you know, and I think that we've got 12 more points at this stage of the season than we did have last year. We're 9 places in the league higher, and we've had 5 more wins, so I think there's an awful lot to be positive about. But of course, when you've lost a game, you tend to think that, you know, the world's caved in on you again.
It's not losing then, it's the manner of the defeat that gets to you most.
That's what it is. I'm never fearful of losing. I don't like losing, but I think there's a difference. I think if you're not fearful of losing, it means that you're not playing to not lose, you know. So you have to accept occasionally things will go against you. I think one or two things did go against us Saturday, but I think we were the victims of our own downfall in terms of... It just felt like a game that, you know, we didn't look as though we were really desperate to win it, and that's the bit that hurt, but... Again, I think pressure manifests itself into many different ways. And I read some of Aitor Karanka's comments last night after they lost to Blackburn. And he said, I don't understand how a mid-table team like Blackburn can have more desire to win the game than us. So I think other managers are saying similar things at this stage. It's a nervous stage of a season. And I think you have to just accept that, you know, sometimes it's how you navigate this position and situation, you know.
Just before talking about Hull, that's one of the things I was going to mention to you is it cricket has a nervous 90s, and you're in that era, aren't you? This is where you're coming into when it's going to be more about between the ears than probably ability.
Yes, I think so, and I think there's an element of, you know, you look at some of the teams that managed to navigate the last sort of period of a season, and often teams that have done it before or teams that have perhaps got that experience in the ranks but they know how to do it. I think we're quite a new team in that sense to it. You know, a lot of the players here would probably, quite a few would have probably experienced it, but maybe some wouldn't have experienced it in the Championship. But that's a great thing for me, but I think that's the beauty of it for us. I think that nobody really expects us to get promotion. I think people hope that we can, and people think that we're good enough in some ways to be in and around it, but I don't think anyone truly expects us to get promotion. So I think for us it's just a free go. It's a great chance for it, and that's why I think almost in some of the games, you know, you'd be happy if we went out and threw caution to the wind and had a real go, but perhaps didn't quite manage to play with the right quality. So I think that's the thing for us. I think we've got to perhaps be a little less tense and just realise that if we go on the pitch and work, you know, as hard as we possibly can do, we'll make things happen in the games coming up.
You've always shown great bounce back ability, and you're going to need to, aren't you, Hull? They're in great form.
Yeah, they're a good side. You know, we know that there's sides in this division that, you know, haven't got that many weaknesses. I think they've only conceded one goal in the last 8 games, which is a phenomenal record. And they've got some very, very good players. But again, I think if you remember up at their place, we were soundly beaten, but there were periods of the game where we actually caused them some problems. And I think we had a couple of early chances in that game that McGregor saved. We were good in various aspects of the game, not so good in others. So we know what we need to do. We've been better against the better teams. You know, I think I'd rather be playing a Hull at home than I would a bottom three team at home in this current stage of a season. We're in good form ourselves at home in terms of the results, not necessarily in terms of the way we've been playing, but in terms of results. I think we've won 5 out of the last 6 at home or something like that. So it's in front of the Sky camera, so we've got everything to play for. You know, it's a great game for us, but also a game that we know will be another tough game against another team that's been in the Premier League last season.
Is that playing these top teams, is that because they're more likely not to sit, but more likely to come out and bring the game to you, allowing you to take advantage. Is that pretty well what happens?
I think so, yeah. I think you kind of know that most of his teams are going to try and dominate the ball. Most of his teams will think they're better than you. I think it's ironically, a couple of times we've played against these types of teams, but actually Hull, at times, they will put pressure on you, but they will also sit in and be hard to break down as well. So it gives you different types of challenges, but... I think you've just got to be at your very best. You've got to be at your very best. You've got to play at your best. You've got to take the chances that you get, and you've got to be very, very resolute defensively, you know, and that's the thing. Against a team like Hull, they're a big, strong, powerful team, so you can't afford to make mistakes against them. But we're really looking forward to the game. You know, again, we've been good in these type of games, you know, to win away from home at Derby, to draw and should have beat Middlesbrough, to draw and possibly should have beat Burnley. You know, so we've played these games before and we've been quite confident and comfortable. So we're going to have to do the same again.
Are you angry enough to consider changes?
Yeah, there's a good chance there might be some changes. But again, I'll make the changes based on what I think the team needs to be, not because I'm angry and I want to react.
To win the game.
To win the game, you know, it's to win the game always. You know, again, you have to remember what these players have done this season from a team that have struggled for the last two or three in terms of relegation, you know. So I've got confidence in the players, and I think sometimes that's probably why it hurts even more when we don't perform as well as we can, because, you know, we've seen it over a long period of time now.
Injuries, any people back or injured?
We got a couple of little niggles at the minute. Vaughan looks like he's possibly going to miss the game. Just pulled his calf in training on Monday, doing a little bit of extra work. Gleese was a real doubt for Saturday. We left him right up to the death. Probably, in retrospect, should have left him out. He's had a tightness in his chest and he didn't feel well on Saturday morning. But because he's been an influential player, we wanted to give him the chance of playing. Of course, he got through the 90 minutes, but he certainly will be a doubt. He still feels tightness in his chest, and he's been off for a couple of days ill. So, and I think tomorrow night, you know, the game's going to be a game for people who are fully fit and ready to go. So we'll make a call on him this morning.